This season, Davis Palermo has blossomed into one of the most reliable relief pitchers for head coach Scott Forbes in Carolina. Among pitchers on the team with at least 25 appearances, Palermo has by far the lowest earned run average and rate of walks and hits per innings pitched. His four saves are also tied for the team lead. When recounting his appearances on the mound in 2022, Palermo said he's had a family member or close friend at each home game. And there's a good reason for that. Palermo is an alumnus of nearby Northwood High School in Chatham County. The hometown hero said he's living out his childhood dreams by pitching for the Tar Heels.
Growing up, I was always the biggest Carolina fan. It's just a dream come true. I wanted to come here since I was a little kid. And as soon as I got the opportunity to, jumped on it. And I mean, it's really just the greatest feeling ever.
Palermo said he took trips to Boshimer Stadium frequently as a kid and kept up the habit once he got to high school at Northwood. It's not hard to guess why he loved the Tar Heels. Palermo was witness to some of the best players and most exciting seasons in the history of the program. That era included four consecutive College World Series appearances between 2006 and 2009.
I remember watching Ackley, I remember watching Kyle Seager, Alex White. All these guys, I grew up coming to the old Bosch and to the new Bosch when it was built and just watching my idols play, you know?
One specific memory Palermo pointed to was during a regional game at Boshimer Stadium in 2018. The Tar Heels, who would eventually advance to the College World Series that season, were playing Houston. Palermo ended up catching a foul ball during the game, a ball he says he still has. Palermo arrived on campus the following year, though he redshirted his freshman season. The next year, 2020, was wiped out prematurely due to the pandemic, and thus did not count against Palermo's eligibility. Because of that, Palermo entered the 2022 season in the strange position of being a senior academically, but only a sophomore in regards to his NCAA eligibility.
I mean, I just graduated, and I still have 2 years of eligibility left, you know, so it's definitely something different, not a normal path, I would say, but my entire journey here has been a blessing. I wouldn't take back any of it for anything. I mean, freshman year redshirting, of course, you're disappointed, you want to play, but I mean, I think it was a great thing for me. It made me a lot better.
Now fully in Carolina's bullpen rotation, Palermo is thriving in his second full season, no doubt taking heart from his cheering section at the ballpark. Asked if playing so close to home, for his childhood team no less, added any additional pressure on the mound, Palermo said that didn't bother him at all.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really call it pressure. I think pressure is pretty, like, individual in a sense where, like, you put pressure on yourself, right? So I think pressure is pretty optional, in my opinion. So I wouldn't call it pressure. I'd call it excitement. I'd call it, like, just gratefulness to have the opportunity to do that.
As the Diamond Heels prepare for a critical final series of the regular season against number 20 Florida State, with Palermo in their plans, the hometown hero will look to inspire a new generation of Carolina fans. Give it a few years and they may be taking the mound at the Bosch too. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.